right, welcome back. I guess we could say welcome back because it's episode 2, Xander. This week we are recapping what happened this weekend in the Premier League. Xander has graciously taken notes of what we predicted would happen, so I'm ready to get just blasted with everything I got wrong. Xander, are you ready for that, man?
Well, you should be more ready than I should be for that. Now, granted, my 2-2 with a send-off didn't happen in the Newcastle-Bournemouth game, but it wasn't that far off, if I'm being fair. Yeah, going to international break after these round of matches, so there's no midweek EPL to talk about. We'll break down the international slate for the weekend on Friday, so check out our Friday episode for that when it comes out later this week.
Yeah, it's always good when we start a podcast and go right into an international break. Always good.
But, well, you know, you had to respect the passing of Her Majesty. So
that's right.
Picking
that's
up right after dearly departed E2. I'm sure that's what they call her. I'm sure that's not totally rude to say. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth, well, Her Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth II.
There you go. I was going to say, there went any chance of this podcast being anything relevant right there. Listen, gone.
I know that there are anti-monarchists, I don't know what they actually call themselves, in England. I think James May from Top Gear is one of them. Or, sorry, Grand Tour is one of them.
Grand Tour, there you go. Very good. Well, if you are listening to this, chances are it's probably on YouTube because Xander has graciously taken the giant burden of putting these together and putting them on YouTube for you. So you can catch all of these on Meet Me in the Middle. It's a YouTube page. We share them on all of our socials.
Yeah, Meet Me in the Middle and Coffee with the Kick's own YouTube channel. They'll be housed on there as well. But yeah.
So great job from Xander for putting that together. We have been debating on that for quite a while, but it looks really good. Great stuff. And you'll find this episode on there as well.
So what you drinking this morning? What do you have in your coffee cup this morning?
I have a cinnamon sugar cookie flavor that is from
a snickerdoodle? Or do they call it cinnamon sugar? Like, I didn't know snickerdoodle was.
It's literally called cinnamon sugar cookie flavor. Yeah.
I didn't know snickerdoodle was like copywritten or something.
Apparently snickerdoodle's copywritten, but I have that in my cup.
That's just what a snickerdoodle is, right? Cinnamon sugar cookie?
Apparently it's copyrighted. Copyrighted.
I hit it hard this weekend. I've got myself a Starbucks triple shot espresso can. Zero sugar. So I'll be...
Yeah, that's what matters out of all of that.
Just give me that
zero
straight
sugar.
Caffeine, please.
Oh my goodness. Well, Xander isn't available for the next podcast. He's in a coma. And you know why. Good stuff. Let's go over this weekend's action. Guess we could start with Aston Villa or Villa versus Southampton.
Where it started. All right.
1-0. Aston Villa wins. And Jacob Ramsey was the lone goal scorer about 4 minutes before half.
Yeah, it must have been a scintillating second half there. We both got this one wrong. You called a tie. I called Southampton taking the dub. But Aston Villa pulled it out in the end.
Oh, always good. One I guarantee we got wrong, I guarantee it, was the Fulham v. Nottingham Forest 5-goal thriller.
Yeah, did not see that coming. Nottingham Forest giving away another lead here. They scored early on the 11th and then gave up three straight and I mean, seriously.
6 minutes.
Game change on time. You go take a coffee break in the middle of this match, and by the time your brew's done, you come back, it's now 3-1 Fulham. Like, insane production all of a sudden out of nowhere. Couldn't have seen that coming.
No.
And that's why we both got this one wrong, too.
No. Well, Nottingham Forest tried to fight back, got a Lewis O'Brien goal in the 77th minute. Not enough.
Not enough.
Fulham beats Nottingham Forest 3-2. What was our prediction there?
You had I had a draw on that one. I can't remember exactly what I said for the draw, but I said draw, and you had Nottingham Forest pulling it out. So you were right for 54 minutes.
54 minutes.
Wrong very shortly thereafter.
Well, you know what they say: as long as you're right for part of the match, you're right for all of it. I don't know who says that.
No one says that.
No one says that. Okay.
I don't even know where that would be applicable.
I just made it up. I made it up.
It's obvious.
Hey, I made it up. Anyway, back to the podcast. Manchester City demolished Wolves.
Yeah, This one got out of hand pretty quickly. I mean, anytime you give up a goal, what was it, 55 seconds?
54 seconds,
54 seconds for Mr. Grealish to put one in the back of the net. Listen, I said it's quite likely. I never actually committed to what my pick was, but my quite likely I put as a Manchester City win. So we both got this one right.
Oh, here we go.
It's impressive that my Wolves only gave up one more goal after getting a red card in the 33rd minute. So,
well, the start of the second half, I will say, Wolves looked like the aggressor, and it was very weird to watch. But City pull out a 3-0 victory. Erling Haaland on the score sheet again.
I mean, you should bet. Just take the bet that Erling Haaland goal score. I've actually seen it a couple times at like plus, like in the positives or in the negatives for his goal scoring, which seems insane to me that you would get, you know, like minus 110 odds for a goal scorer in soccer. But he's not even at like plus 150 or anything in some of these matches.
Yeah, it's like he's guaranteed to score.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can get plus 200 if you go 2+ goals for Haaland. Like, okay, come on. Seriously? I mean, that's not ridiculous. A bad bet. That's not a bad bet. But still, it's really impressive. I mean, there's not much else to say that he is so prolific in such a short amount of time.
I mean, he's up there with... I mean, I saw that he's already scored one less goal in the Champions League than Luis Suarez. I mean, that's hard to believe.
Hey, he's also bit one fewer people. He bit like three people, right? Suarez, he's bitten three people.
Chiellini was a very famous one.
Yeah, that's the one in the World Cup, right?
Is it Gary Cahill?
I don't know.
At Chelsea?
And then I think there was one more. I think there may have been three Luis Suarez bites over the course of the years. Anyway, Haaland definitely has four bites.
Terrifying.
Really is. Have you seen those teeth?
I have. Yes. I mean, if any soccer player is a vampire, it is probably Luis Suarez.
I was going more like werewolf. They're really
werewolf.
I feel like they're more jagged. Luis Suarez, not the precise double fangs. Maybe if you're going more along the lines of, you know, a lot of those newer vampires, like, oh, their mouths are actually crazy, like Supernatural, to throw it back a little bit. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I
like the vampires in Supernatural. They had like a full mouth of teeth rather than just two fangs, I think, if I'm calling it correctly. Anyways, on to Newcastle. Newcastle and Bournemouth. 1-1 draw. Guess who? This is the one that I got right, but not as right as I had wished. It was 1-1 as opposed to 2-2 with a red card for Bournemouth.
No red card, though, for Bournemouth, huh?
No red card. They gave up the pin, which is somewhat adjacent, but it was 1-1 with both goals happening in a very short span, 62nd and 67th minute for the two.
Alexander Isak scoring again. I mean, I think his fee rose to in the 70 millions. I may be off.
Wow.
For him
really?
To go to Newcastle, he was kind of their first big signing with the new money. I guess you could, hopefully, he works out a little better than Robinho did for the Man City big first name signing, you know. But
hopefully,
what do I know? I've never been hurt like that before. Moving on to Tottenham versus Leicester City.
Yeah, this one's
a baseball game.
Leicester City showing their class here. 6-2, if you've missed it, with a Song Heung-min hat trick. Once again, Like, the goals came hot and heavy in very short bursts across the whole weekend. Sungmin Kim, in 13 minutes, scored a hat trick.
Well, even when Leicester City thought they had a chance early on, they get a penalty in the 6th minute. Harry Kane goes down and scores in the 8th minute. I mean, just immediately end all those hopes. Eric Dyer then scores 2-1. They come down. Madison scores 2-2.
You go into halftime feeling pretty good. If you're Leicester and you're going into half at 2-2, you're feeling all right. This is like more goals than you've scored in a game in probably the whole season. I'll have to double check myself there, but seems likely.
And then Spurs just put their foot down. I mean, 2 minutes into the second half, Bettencourt scores. And then you kind of know blah, 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 soccer for a while. And then a hat trick from Sun Heung-min, like you said. Great. I think I saw a tweet that talked about actually his how has this guy not scored in 6 games? We're letting him get away with it. And then he does this. Scores a hat trick the very next match. I think that's hilarious.
I mean, this is one of the ones that you definitely helps the goal difference.
Well, I mean, poor Leicester City. Poor Leicester City.
Yeah, we both got this one right. Tottenham over Leicester. This is a pretty straightforward. We got all the safe ones correct. City, Tottenham, Arsenal. And then we picked and chose, got a couple others right.
Spoiler alert on the Arsenal one.
Well, it wasn't a spoiler alert. It was Arsenal versus Brentford. 3-0. Yeah, it's our next one
3-0.
Up. 3-0. Yeah, I mean, they just kind of. What?
I mean, I think it was a spoiler alert because we weren't there yet, but it, you know.
The Arsenal went over to Brentford, got the job done.
They're away kits. Have you seen those?
No.
The black and the bronze? Gorgeous.
I'll pull them up right now.
Those are some of my favorite kits.
Yeah, those
season.
Are nice. Is that what is the background there? There's a bunch of words. What is that?
I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm looking at the away kit.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just a pattern.
Ghost, it's got a background ghost pattern. Oh, I thought I saw some things in there. I'm sure it means something.
Episode 2.
We'll track it over the course of our episode. Yeah. My slow descent into insanity.
It's not very slow. It's episode 1, fine. Episode 2, gone. Very quick.
Listen, I blame the triple shot, okay? Coming in hot, coming in apparently crazy.
You've got a problem, man. You've got a problem.
And then rounding out the weekend, Everton over West Ham. One neither of us saw coming. We both thought this was a 0-0 snooze fest. I believe that was our exact phraseology. Everton pulled it off. I mean, it was a 1-0 snooze fest instead.
I mean, I think that's wild that this could be a season where we see West Ham United go down. I mean, that it's very early in the year, I understand, but West Ham do not look up to the challenge. I mean, they're sitting at 4 points after 7 matches, and very bottom.
It's early in the season. It's still only, you know, 2 good weeks and they could be up in the mid-table if things go correctly for them. Sure. Who do they have up? Who do they have up here? West Ham's got my Wolves up next.
Speaking of your Wolves, 17th place, huh?
Okay. Whatever I'm saying for West Ham goes dub. This next match will be pretty big. We got 6 points, okay? We beat West Ham. Up to 9 points, that's going to place us probably where we generally are, 10 through 13, somewhere in there. We may get up above that, but not where it's been rough. It's been a rough little bit here for the Wolves here. Not been great.
Well, I mean, you're depending on the Portuguese national team's form is really depending on how you guys do.
Yeah.
Can't believe Ronaldo hadn't come through the doors yet over there.
Well, I mean, okay, we can afford some Portuguese players, but not all of them.
You could probably afford him now. He's like 38.
Maybe so. Hey, don't tempt us, okay? This is not a...
Don't tempt you with a good time?
Don't tempt...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, a few plugs here. If you want to grab some high-quality retro kits, including some new ones. You could head over to classicfootballshirts.co.uk, and we have a link in our bio. It'll also be in the video description, where you can go over there and snag yourself some classy kits. They always have codes working from 10 to 20% off, so use our link, head on over there, get yourself some high-quality official jerseys from classicfootballshirts.co.uk.
And for the true connoisseurs, there's even like signed jerseys, game worn kits. Like there's some really quality stuff in there if you go digging around down in the depths of Classic Football Shirts.
It's one of those websites where you will spend a absurd amount of time on just because if something catches your eye every time, you're like, eh. Okay, I think I'm almost done. Oh, what is that?
You'll be scrolling through there and see like an old USMNT kit. Like, why is this like $138? And they're like, oh, it's signed. Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. It's got a grass stain on it. Wow.
They have taken quite a bit of my money. Willingly, I should add, that I have plenty of Retro City kits that I purchased. Actually bought or purchased both of my brother's birthday gifts in the last year. My idea was to get them city kits from the year they were born. And Classic Football Shirts actually had both. So thank you so much.
That's cool.
Classic Football Shirts.
That's a cool idea. With Christmas coming up, that's a good idea.
Steal my idea.
Family soccer head. I don't know if that's a thing that people call people, but footy head. I don't know. Get him a kit from their favorite club from their birth year. That's fun. I think that's a good idea.
It is. And one more plug for you. Xander informed me I probably butchered the name last time. So, Xander, I'll let you say it.
Viegas Footwear. VegasFootwear.com, right?
I believe so, yes. But you can use code FBR10 and get 10% off your entire purchase. And they have just about any classic boot you could ever want. I recently picked up the Adidas Predator Instinct, one of the best boots of the kind of mid to late 10s, I guess you could say. And this one, I've posted about it before. Once it sits in the sun or under some floodlights long enough, it'll glow in the dark, which is, I would argue, pointless in a football boot, but a very cool feature. Cool. It is cool. It's one of those things you go, that's pretty cool, but then you're also like, when am I ever going to use this?
Yeah, when am I going to play soccer in the dark? And then how does my shoe glowing help that?
Well, I mean, if you're walking home, you're an easy target now. You got some glowing boots. But now you can get pretty much any boot you want from there. They have all the Mercurials, the OG Superfly 4s that came out there in the 2014 World Cup. Good memories of that World Cup. Actually, with Xander, we watched nearly every match together at the 2014 World Cup. And that was kind of when football boot review started taking off. So head on over and take 10% off your entire order.
With code FBR10.
FBR10. Okay. We will be back on Friday morning. Friday morning, and we are going to talk about some different things, mix it up a little bit. We're going to kind of go into the international break, talk about the USMNT, how they match up against the two squads playing over the break, and maybe we'll throw in some other stuff in there. Oh, you just got to stay tuned.
Surprise me with that. Oh.
Yeah. For sure. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee with a Kick. We will be back, like I said, Friday. And Xander, anything else to say here?
Have a good week.
There we go. Have a great week. See you guys early in the morning on Friday. Take care. Bye-bye.